professionals. It's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.
Can you hear me okay here?
I can. Thank you. It's great to meet you.
Yeah. Great. Likewise.
Well, thanks, man. You're going to be here on Sunday at Coastal Credit Union Music Park for the Meet the Moonlight tour stop. We're excited to have you in town.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there. I was just jamming with my friends right now. We're running over some stuff we're going to be playing, and it's a lot of fun right now. It's fun to be back on the road playing music.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see. It's been quite a career. I mean, 7 studio albums, 2 live albums. You've got several nonprofits. In fact, the amount of money you've given to charity since 2001 is staggering. $37 million. That is incredible, Jack.
Jeez, I didn't even know that number. It always surprises me. It's just a natural part of it. You know what I mean? I guess it all adds up over time, but it's really a big reason that we even play music shows. From the very beginning, we were like doing little fundraisers and clubs for Surf Rider Foundation, Heal the Bay, Heal the Ocean, all kinds of groups. And as it grew, just the shows have always been partly fundraisers. It's always a way to connect with local nonprofits. And so it's something we just love doing. It seems like the reason to gather people.
Sure does. Where does that come from for you? When was that instilled in you to give back?
I think just becoming an accidental musician, partly it was, I was always more on the side of, being a surfer and making surf films. And I kind of, my goal in life was to become a documentary filmmaker, like hiding, trying to get the shots of the animals, like National Geographic films, or ideally it would be like ocean ones where I could be scuba diving and taking shots of rare animals and stuff. So anyways, when the music thing happened, it was like, I knew all these great groups and we started, knowing more along the way, but it was just natural. I don't know. It just seemed like a good way to connect the two worlds of the ocean that I loved and the music I was playing.
When did you make that pivot? What happened that you started getting into music, or were you always into music?
I was always into it. It just was sometimes I use the word hobby and it feels like I'm like just disclaiming it, but it was always something I loved to do, but it was never something I expected to get to do. And Ben Harper was a huge part of it. Ben Harper invited me to come on tour and I took a summer off from making surf films to go on tour with Ben Harper. And it just kept growing from there.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Do you remember the moment when you realized that it was going to become a career, that this was the music thing was going to be the thing?
It was kind of an evolution, but if I had to think of one moment, I can remember a time where I had to write on the little card going into Australia what I was coming in for. And every time before that, we were making surf films. And this first time I was coming in for a music festival. And I remember kind of writing the M and thinking, am I really writing musician? Like, am I claiming it? And I had to write it down because I was coming for a music festival. Yeah. And so for some reason, writing it down that one time was sort of the moment that I remember thinking, I guess I'm going for this.
Yeah, it made it real.
Yeah, it did. It did very much.
How has family impacted the music process? Now that you've got, a couple of kids hanging around, has that changed the way you write or the way you create your music process?
Kind of made it easier. Well, I don't know. It got back to the natural state of why I was playing music in the beginning. I always kind of learned to play the chords so that I could do Cat Stevens songs or Beatles or Bob Marley. And just when there would be a big group of friends hanging out or my parents' friends or whatever it was. And then when I had my own kids and they started learning the chords and we started just playing a lot of music around the house, this newest album I made, I mean, it's in huge part to the fact that we just play a lot of music with my friends and my kids all the time around the house.
Did you record the album at home?
We did. Well, partly it's in my studio, which is basically in a garage. And then part of it was at Sound City, which is one of the biggest, most famous studios. So it's like half in a home garage and half over at Blake Mills Sounds, where he records now, which is Sound City.
I would find that kind of tough at home to record music. Did you have the distractions of like your kids needing you or having to make dinner and stuff like that or no?
Yeah, but see, I like that stuff. And that was fun to bring Blake into my world where he's in a young relationship. He has no kids or anything. So it was funny for him to see my process and being like, all right, let's go take a break. We'll go eat dinner. And we'd go down to my house and then we'd jam around the house a little bit with the kids and stuff. And then we get back in the studio, or if the waves are really good, or if there was soccer practice, I was like assistant coach. And so we'd break at funny times for funny reasons. And I love it because, you know, you can get in your head in the studio and it starts kind of feeling a little too, I don't know, you're in there and it's fun to be in the studio, but it's also, it's air conditioning and there's not a lot of windows and you get outside, you take a break. Oh yeah. This is what I'd make music for is it's really about, you know, playing music with other people and being out in the real world. And so anyways, it's nice to take breaks from the studio.
Yeah. Is it difficult to release an album, to let go of it? Like, do you ever have anxiety about, okay, is this really the finished product? Am I really complete with this? Have you ever put something out and thought, oh, I wish I had tweaked something or gone back and redone something?
Yeah, every time to some degree. And I do hear mixes and wish that I would have done things differently. Sometimes I listen to old albums, but really I'm more excited that I've actually let things go, because it is really easy to keep working on things too long to where then you don't really have the magic's a little gone. Even if it still sounds good, you just have heard it so many times. At some point you got to let it go or you're going to work it to death. And a great producer is good at letting you know when to let go. And Blake Mills, who I work with on this record, it was a little easier this time around. I don't know. He was really good at assuring me that things were good when they were still raw. And it was nice to have him in the studio with me.
It's a great album. Congratulations on its release. It really is just fantastic. And we're looking forward to hearing some tracks on Sunday when you're here. But it's not just about the music. These shows are amazing in the way in which you give back to not only this local community, but you raise money. So can we talk a little bit about all the different things that you're doing? There's a Village Green out there. There's also the Bring Your Own Bottle piece of this. And the farm to table thing is interesting too. So can you just chat about sort of what that's like at the show?
Sure. Yeah. The reusable pint cup program we always try to do, and just allowing people to bring their own bottles in and have like a lot of chances to refill. Obviously it cuts down on the single use plastic, but even more importantly, it's like, I remember being a kid and going to shows and saving all my money up. I didn't want to have to spend more money when I got there. I just wanted to see the show. And so like, we want to, you know, people should be able to get free water really easily.
Yep.
And, but then we're cutting down on the single-use plastic. And as somebody who loves the ocean, a surfer, and seeing the plastic pollution problem getting worse and worse on the windward sides of the Hawaiian Islands, it washes up on our shores, and see it firsthand. So it makes a big difference to try to cut out the single-use plastic. The Village Green, like you talked about, to me, that's actually the most important thing that we can do, is to try to support the local nonprofits in every town we play at, because then the energy from the show, hopefully it's positive energy. People have a great time that night. But as we leave town, there's still energy from that show that lasts by not only the funding that went into the groups, but also the membership. They tend to get a lot more members at the shows and people showing up for river cleanups or whatever it might be. So we love supporting the local nonprofits. To me, that's kind of like what made touring even worth doing after a while. You know, it was the connections with those friends. And we get to spend a lot of our days off. We get to go check out cool places because those nonprofits will take the spots, or rooftop gardens if we're in the city. You get to see a lot of cool stuff happening.
And I would think
the local food, we always try to support the local food system. So try to source as much of the food as we can from within a certain radius around the venue.
And I would think too, having those nonprofits on location like that, that's just great for people, because it's not that people don't want to give or don't want to make a difference. They just don't think about it enough. And I think when they're able to come to a show like yours and have that in front of them, or that opportunity to make that connection, it's pretty powerful and meaningful long term.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's nice to have it be a separate spot where it's at the show, but people can go and learn about it themselves instead of feeling like they're being preached to about what they're supposed to do. It's especially for younger fans that are coming, and they get to explore around the Village Green and find out that, you know, there might be a group that really resonates with them. And I've actually heard it a few times where I've gone back years later when a group's been working with us, that I'll meet somebody and they said, hey, I actually work on the staff now. And years ago, I've met this group by being at your show and signing up to, you know, to get involved. And so it's really cool. I know the connections that are being made there aren't just membership. It's actually long lasting connections at these groups. So it's cool.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the new album. We are super excited to see you on Sunday night at Coastal Credit Union Music Park. Of course, people can get tickets at livenation.com. Jack Johnson, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Jacob, getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.